Thank you for tuning into Rugby Wisdom in 3 with me, Craig Wilson. This is the impactful podcast that does not impact your time.
On today's show, I'm joined by Kane Jury. Kane is a talent development manager for Super Rugby franchise Highlanders, and on a daily basis, he nurtures New Zealand's best prospects. Kane has also coached with some of the top high-performing teams and players in the world, including Otago in the Mitre 10 Cup, Blackfern Sevens, Hong Kong Sevens, and most recently, Fiji Sevens. Kane, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, mate. I'm glad to be on the number one podcast in the US, mate.
And I think we've just hit number one in Switzerland as well, so I appreciate that, buddy. Look, you're in such a unique position to share your wisdom, as you've quite literally coached skills to some of the best players around the world. So through these experiences, why is mastering basic skills vital for success on the field?
Yeah, look, Craig, rugby is a dynamic, multi-directional game, and the laws of the game too make it quite complicated. But to make it easier for everybody, performing the basic skills is absolutely key. I think at times, mate, we can get caught up overthinking and complicating coaching a skill. At the end of the day, we play with a rugby ball, so we shouldn't really train and practice our basic skills with a rugby ball. We tackle bodies, so we should be doing exactly that. We clean out bodies. And I think that's how simple we need to make our trainings. And even using and adding the analogies like you've used for the offload, shake the hand, that just really brings to life, to use your words, Craig, you know, that skill. And I think that's really important. So don't overthink. Don't overcomplicate it. You can change the stimulus by all means, because that will just challenge their coordination and awareness. But just don't forget, just keep it, keep a rugby ball there. Keep the rugby bodies there too as well. So that's really, really key. The other one too is just make sure we can put the skill under pressure. So at times we can be quite static in what we do, but make sure it's under pressure. So give yourself limited reps to be accurate, or complete the skill in X amount of time. So have a think about that, challenging yourself. The other one too is, look, just be happy to not quite finish your session nailing your skill. Look, this keeps you motivated for the next session. Here at the Highlanders, we talk about embracing the ugly. So it's okay if you don't execute it well, but know the right steps for the following day to be better at it. And if I was going to try and pick, you know, what skill should I work on, I'd say watch 60 seconds of continuous running rugby, and then whatever the main skills were on attack that you saw, we'll practice those. And what were the main skills you saw on defense? Practice those too, mate. So there's my little 5 cents worth, mate.
Now, awesome. I love that, embrace the ugly, because sometimes we get caught up as coaches trying to get the perfection in the session. Now, who has been a valuable resource for you?
You look really lucky to work with a lot of different coaches, Craig, and actually very similar to yourself too, back in Hong Kong. Look, the last two that I've worked with and really admire is Gareth Baber with Fiji Sevens, and also in Hong Kong when I was there, and yourself, and also Aaron Major. Very similar guys, astute rugby brains. They're all about developing people at the organisation.
Hey, look, Kane, really appreciate your time, mate. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
All right, mate. Hopefully we can stay number one in Switzerland.
Let's do it, mate. Cheers.